Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 19, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released August 4th and 5th, 2003.
Nazarene, our good friend Lawrence in Connecticut, known as Lawn of Gaia in the Kingdom of God, is back. His question for today concerns a man you mentioned in one of our daily emails that you are looking for to help us with our work, but he is trying to overcome his racist attitude. Lawn asks, "Greetings, Jesus. Here's hoping this reaches you well. Why the speaking out to the one called Sam in Texas? In my opinion, let him, his evil sons, and dead zone demons around them burn in the core of the sun, and let their darkness burn with them. I think his wife was right to leave him, take the money, and try to save what's left of her growing spirit. Or perhaps you see some sort of potential in this person that I don't see. If there is good in all, then what is the good in this one? How can he help us?"
Lawn, you do not know me that well, do you? I can no more forsake a lost soul than I could have forsaken Demetrius or John Lennon or any of the other troubled souls that come into my presence. I cannot abandon a soul in need. I must do all in my power to save it, if possible. There is great potential in this one. And by the way, it is not his sons that I was speaking of, but they are relatives, but not his sons. I cannot abandon a soul if there is a chance of saving a soul, if there is a chance of bringing a soul back to the light and making it useful and beneficial and helpful to all. I must do that, Lawn. That is why I exist. That is why God made me what I am. You are asking me not to do the very thing I was created for. No, when I can, I must help a soul.
I'm sure glad you do, Nazarene, and thanks for helping Demetrius and John. Keep up the good work.
God can't do without his favorite troublemakers, Laura. He simply couldn't do without them.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
Nazarene, today's question is another good one from Lorne. He asks, "I have had many disagreements with my comrades regarding the second death. I believe that an instant pop does not compensate for the suffering of thousands or more. I think if a man causes the painful death of two, then he should suffer the pain of two for as long as they suffered. The second death may be the ultimate price, but not the ultimate compensation. For if someone were to suffer the pain of the victims and live, we'd have a lot more changed hats on the other side. Not that anything can be done about it, but it is my belief. You see more of it up close, and being more experienced than me, I'd love to get your take on it."
Lon, it is so hard for anyone to understand the horror of the second death. When they say that the suffering of the wicked is eternal, that is exactly what it means, because those few seconds for them are eternity. It is all they will ever have. It is all they will ever feel. And those last few moments of unbelievable pain, of unbelievable horror, I guarantee you is more than enough punishment for any crime that anyone could commit. You must understand that in those few seconds, they feel every bit of pain and every bit of anguish that they have ever caused anyone. They do not escape even the tiniest bit of it. It is a horror beyond understanding. You cannot understand the depth of that horror. That is why you believe it is so small and insignificant. But it is not. It is the worst thing in the universe and the worst thing that could happen to any soul.
We agree on this one, Nazarene. I think that's one of the scariest things in this universe.
That is why the Father tells people to stay away from evil, Laura. That is why he tells them to do good, because this thing is such a horror.
We'll be back again